Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And right now, without further hesitation, let us give you the WBEN cash code word. Now, don't use the ordinary text line for this. You're going to have a special number I'll give you in just a second. The cash code word this hour is spirit. Like, how about Nirvana's song, Smells Like Teen Spirit? Spirit is the word. S as in Sam, P-I-R-I-T. The word is spirit. And text the word spirit to 72881. That is 72881 for your chance at winning $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN and our paychecks. It is, again, the WBEN 4 o'clock cash code word, and it is spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, and text that word only to 72881, 72881 for your chance at $1,000. And we hope you win, because when somebody from our audience wins, they let us know. And we always seem to get about one or two winners. And considering all of the intercom radio stations there are, we've got a pretty good track record going, and we would like to keep that up, if that's okay with you. The cash code word again is spirit. Good luck from Bowerly and Bellavia and News Radio 930 WBEN. So, hey, we're talking about movies. Do you guys, come on, be honest with your buddies Tom and David. Do you guys go to the movies, or do you avoid going to the movies? If you don't go to the movies, why is it that you don't go? Is it the product? Is it the environment? Is it the idea that you're going to be able to watch it at home in the comfort of your own living room within a few months? And if you do go to the movies, why? And specifically, if you have seen Joker, there's got to be people in our audience who have seen Joker. I know Joe Beamer has seen Joker. Who else has seen it? A couple of other people here at the radio station.
Everyone,
have seen it.
Yeah. No, I've had a bunch of people that saw it, and the box office was crazy.
Yeah,
it was like $40 million the first night. I can't even comprehend that.
No.
I mean, you know, you think of all these classic movies, and when you go by box office without inflation, you know, if a ticket was 25 cents, you know, did people really see Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz? But once you, you know, inflate it and look at what that 25 cents would be today, you know, those movies would have been blockbusters too.
Well, ring, ring, ring goes the bell. That's all I have to say to that.
Well, back when there weren't a lot of choices and everything was spectacular. I mean, look at the way they did The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur. Those were not computer, you know, formations. Those were people and crowds of, and they didn't have drones. They did it the old-fashioned way. They flew a biplane or a helicopter, you know, and did sweeping shots.
Well, the phone number to call to let us know where you are on this is 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Going to the movies, how often do you do it? What's the last movie you've actually seen at the show? Or do you guys not go to the movies, in which case we'd like to know how it is you receive your Hollywood entertainment? Because in one way, shape, or form, we do have this common popular culture, part of it involving movies in the USA. So somebody's got to be watching movies, and we'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Rambo Jim in North Tonawanda, making his first appearance in probably 2 or 3 months. Are you okay, Rambo Jim?
Yeah. I've just been so busy being an uncle and everything that it's a full-time job.
Wow.
You know? You know, Tom, one of the things I can tell you, though, about going to the movies, you were saying why so many people now don't go. If you bring, like, when I go, I got one of the kids in the front seat, three in the back, so that's four kids plus me. That's five people to buy the tickets. Then the popcorn. Now, I'm not complaining because I can afford it. It's, to me, it's almost not much more than a drop in a bucket. But the popcorn, the candy, pop, the movie tickets, you're looking at $100.
Easily.
Yeah. And there's always a second bucket of popcorn to make it through the... When you got four kids, a bucket of popcorn don't last long. You know, so
it's... Well, I mean, think about it, though. The percentage of profits, that all comes from the concessions. That's, you know, the big money maker.
Yeah, movie theaters do not make money from the movies. They make their profits from what they sell at that concession.
I mean, they make a little bit of the gate, but it's not nearly the breakdown as the concessions are. When you think about it, you know, if you ever go to the movies with someone who wants, like, nachos or chicken fingers, I want to punch him in the head. What are you doing? Let's go to Dairy Queen and do that.
All right, Rambo Jim. So basically, you would go more if it was cheaper.
Yeah, and plus, I don't know. My girls always want to go shopping more than they want to go to the movies. So, you know how that works. I got to take them shopping all the time. It's a lot of fun, though. It is fun going to the movies. Like, we went to see Shazam, you know, a superhero movie with the kids, and it was a lot. I'm not saying it's not. It's a lot of fun. It costs a little money, but I can afford it. It doesn't break the bank for me. I got all my bills paid. I don't care. But I'm just saying, I can see why there are some people, though, that maybe, you know, they're not making top dollar on their job, and you can see why they might stay home and, you know, watch a rerun of The Godfather.
Yeah. All right, Jim, thanks very much. Good to hear from you again. Have fun with those kids. Let's get back to the calls, and it is Anne of Cheektowaga. Anne, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Well, I used to go to the movies all the time, and then it got kind of expensive, and I started cutting back on it. Ultimately, I quit going to the movies after all these Hollywood movie stars started being political. And I decided I'm not giving them my money, just like I no longer give the NFL my money. I used to go to the games, and I'm just sick and tired of, you know, the wrong people interfering with my recreation. So I don't go anymore, and I miss it. I'd like to take my grandchildren more, but unfortunately it's become unaffordable, and so I don't go mainly because of principle now.
Because of the leftist attitude toward the United States that is so prevalent in Hollywood.
Yes.
I mean, well, what do you think about people like me who disagree with Robert De Niro's views on President Trump, but will still go and shell out the money to see The Irishman when it comes out on November 22nd, or will watch a Buffalo Bills game with friends?
Well, I think that's your option, but for me, I don't. I totally don't. My husband, he won't let anything in the house have Jane Fonda on it because of her activities. And, you know, and I like Jane Fonda, but, you know, we just made a conscious decision that we aren't supporting these people in any way because, you know, we're just not accepting it. That's all, you know.
All right. Anne, thank you very much for the call. David, as a Medal of Honor recipient, do we have your blessing to go to a movie in which De Niro is starring or watch an NFL game despite some of the activities of its players? Is it okay?
You know, I never understood why someone couldn't differentiate between the way someone thinks and what they do during their day job. I mean, if you knew that your hostess or your, you know, server at a restaurant somehow had a different ideological point of view, would you not want to eat there?
No, it's immaterial.
Right, but when it's an actor or it's a, you know, musician, you know, they put their politics out there. You're like, well, I don't want to support someone with that opinion. That's most of Hollywood. I mean, you're not, just because someone doesn't talk about their politics.
Correct. Right?
And you know, maybe you want to support more people that agree with you. That's fine too. Whatever you're comfortable doing. But I look at someone who just, you know, goes with someone. It's the Ellen DeGeneres thing.
Oh, yeah, which we might get into later on. Ellen DeGeneres with a brilliant defense, I thought. And who doesn't like Ellen? A brilliant defense of her sitting next to George Bush.
Which, by the way, even though that was brilliant and poignant and timing was perfect for the division we have in the United States. no one would excuse Trump.
No.
There's no way you could ever unpack that. Be like, oh, no, I want to be kind to everyone. No, not a chance.
Let's go to Carm in a van on WBEN. Unusual. At first, I thought it was Vancouver. Then I realized, no, it was a van. Carm, you're on WBEN.
It was me on my car phone. I used to call all the time. And I agree with David, but when they're in your face all the time about their politics and they're ridiculing you, that's when I pull back. You know, I think Robert De Niro is one of the greatest actors of our time. But when he doesn't let up, you know, I mean, I think Hollywood always had a liberal mindset, and that's fine because I think people should believe what they want to believe. And it's none of my business. But when you go on and when you start ridiculing those who have another view, that's when I get turned off.
You know, it's interesting that you make that point because I think that what Carm's saying, I'm on board with. There's got to be a deep insecurity when you make your living off the way the public perceives you. And you're being judged by successful films, and then you kind of get into a part in your career where you're not really a leading man anymore. You don't have that validation. You don't have that credibility. And you've got to be important. You have to. And so a lot of these guys just jump on the bandwagon of where they think the population is. And, you know, Ted Danson Cheers ended, and he was like, I'm for dolphins. Now Harrison Ford is an expert in the rainforest. Like, what? You would think Michael Douglas, for the movies he made, would be an expert on the rainforest. But, you know, the director that did Titanic, James Cameron. He's now an underwater expert because of his time on the Titanic. It's like, come on. I mean, whatever you need to validate yourself and to feel good about yourself. But that is why guys like Robert De Niro have to be political, because they just don't have relevance in what why they're on this earth.
Carm, do you think it is attention-seeking behavior, that which turns you off so much you don't go to the movies anymore?
No, I go to – last movie I went to was that Peter Jackson one about the World War. They colorized the World War One. I guess you couldn't call it a movie. Was it They Will Never Grow Old?
I don't remember that actually being on the screen. I downloaded it and bought it because it was amazing.
It was on the screen, and it was very limited, and my son and I jumped on that because that war always well, my grandfather was a World War One vet in the Italian Army, and that always – which you don't hear much about that theater, but that –
No, we are both – David and I are both fascinated by World War One, and when that colorized version of those old black-and-white movies came out, we jumped on that. I didn't see it on the big screen, but downloaded it within a few days of its being available for download. And anybody who wants to understand the humanity of that war, the people involved in that war better –
It shook me. I walked out a little shaken.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were kids, they were old men, they were sons and fathers, they were just and you know, they were treated pretty shabby when they got back too, you know.
Indeed, they got the victory parade, and then you're on your own.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there was nothing waiting for them. You know, there was no jobs, farm worker. You know, it was just pretty bad. But it was ugly. It was very ugly.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. And They Will Never Grow Old is the movie he's referencing, and I would recommend that to pretty much any adult to watch. 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. Do you go to the movies? If you do, what have you seen? If you don't go to the movies, why don't you go? And have you seen Joker? And would you recommend it? It is setting the box office on fire. Terry in Texas has seen Joker. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, guys. David, thanks for your service. Yeah, I went to go see Joker on Saturday. I go to the movies because my wife likes to go. I work a lot, so that's like, you know, our time, so to speak. You know, she gets a kick out of it. I get the drink. It's all good. But just little stuff about the movies real quick is, you know, like the guy that was chewing his chips and queso as loud as possible the entire time the movie was on. Little stuff like that is why I prefer to watch movies at home. But to the subject at hand, or at least about Joker, I didn't like it. Like 2 hours of listening. I'm not going to ruin it for nobody, so no spoiler alerts. But
thank you.
It's like it's listening to Joaquin Phoenix laugh for 2 hours. I expected a little more violence. All in all, I didn't think that was
good. I expected more violence, Terry said.
Well, I'm saying, you know, it's the Joker. He's thinking he's just starting out. He's going to set it off and be all crazy. And maybe we built it up too much in our heads, but I'm kind of geeky like that. I'm into the Batman movies.
Terry, let me ask you, do they do drive-in movies in Texas?
We have a drive-in here, yeah, but, you know, I don't like it personally. She likes it again, so we'll go every now and again. But we do have, they call it the Alamo Draft House, which they spoil you. It is a good experience. Like, you sit at your table, and you don't have to get up unless you got to use the restroom. They bring you all your drinks, and they got good food, like real food you can order. And, you know, that part of it is pleasant. But when the movie theater's packed, it kind of sucks because the waiters are constantly back and forth. And, you know, they try to duck and stay out of the way, but it's still distracting.
So it's like we don't have that, to my knowledge, around here, at least with current releases, we don't have it. I mean, we've got AMC Maple Ridge with the recliners. Obviously, drive-ins are a different experience. Phil, you want to add
in? There is an AMC downtown that does serve alcohol.
But do they have waiters and servers delivering food to your table?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Think so? I'll double check.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's describing almost like, Terry, what sounds like a restaurant with a movie.
Oh, yeah, and, I mean, you can get a margarita in there. You can get, you know, a real hamburger, tacos, like spaghetti, all kind of stuff. And it's good food. It's, like, legit, you know? My dad visited recently. I took him over there. He got a pretty good kick out of it because I don't think he's ever seen anything like that either. And we saw Rambo that time, which Rambo started out slow, but it took off at the end. It was like, wow, that was really violent.
Well, good stuff. Terry, so would you recommend Joker to people listening in the audience who keep hearing the buzz?
I mean, I'd catch it on a matinee or something like that, so maybe you get the tickets a little cheaper. I mean, to each their own, but it's not, you know, worth going through the hustle and bustle and spending a whole bunch of money. You could probably wait until it comes out and still be just as disappointed at when it's over.
All right, Terry, thanks very much. Good to hear from you. Phil, have you seen Joker?
I'm going tomorrow night to see it.
Oh, okay, because I saw you shaking your head when Terry was describing it, and I wasn't sure if you disagreed based on personal experience or you didn't want to be disappointed.
No, I'm not expecting it to be a violent movie. That's not the kind of movie it is. It's more of a psychological movie. It's not like blood and gore everywhere. That's not what it's supposed to be. So that's my opinion on it.
Understood. Thank you, Phil, for chiming. I knew you wanted to get that off your chest. It is 26 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Do you go to the movies? Do you not go to the movies? Why? Why not? Have you seen Joker? Everybody remembers their first movie. At least I think people remember their first movie. I remember mine, Herbie the Love Bug. First time I ever went to the movies. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can call in now, or you can wait till about 434 or so if you don't feel like waiting. Hopefully there will be a line available for you. And the cash code word again, SPIRIT. Spirit is the word, S-P-I-R-I-T. That's the word you text to 72881, 72881. It's Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us. Hope your midday work day, your hump day went well, and that you got something fun to do tonight, or at least have a chance to take it easy. And right now, we're talking about movies. Joker, if you've been able to listen, watch, or read anything in the past few weeks without seeing anything about Joker, If you might not be paying attention because it's a huge movie, and we're asking you guys, have you seen Joker? Would you recommend it to other listeners to this program? And the broader question is, do you go to the movies anymore? Do you go? And if you don't go to the movies, how is it that you're getting your film entertainment? Now, we know you guys aren't particularly enamored of Hollywood. We get that. We understand that. But somehow, you know, we have these cultural common denominator movies that everybody seems to have seen and a lot of people seem to talk about. So clearly, even those of you who don't go to the movies are being entertained by movies probably at home. And if that's the case, are you more likely to wait until something comes out on TV, or do you like to see them on the big screen? Lines are open. If you want to call in, we won't keep you on hold forever. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Casey, first up in Hamburg on WBEN. Casey.
David, when you got your award, I teared up watching you, man. I was very proud of you. Thank you.
It means a lot. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm ex-military as well. Don't go to the movies because I can't keep my eyes off of the door. I understand that they may not be a way to live, but that's the way I guess my world has developed and the world we're in.
So you're just worried about like a mass casualty situation?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. I mean, strong side at a restaurant facing the door, just do not go to the movies. I could not enjoy it. I got a family to protect. And at any given moment, I'd give my life for everybody in there.
You mentioned restaurants. Do you have the same issue when you're going out like to a supermarket or going to a Bills game or a Sabres game?
No games, no more. But even at a restaurant, I'm back 10 paces, and I just observed the entire situation while my family is shopping.
The sentiment behind that is absolutely honorable and beautiful and wonderful. But if you should really consider talking to someone about it, honestly, because I know I kind of went through that a little bit when I got home, and I have a lot of friends that had the same thing. It's just, it's hard to switch your brain, you know, into what is protection and what is evaluating a threat. And honestly, over time, man, that's just got to be really tough. I mean, you can't enjoy anything because you're always worried about that evaluation of threat.
I know. And as people have said to me before, I'm sure, it's going to come a day where I'm going to get over it.
You know, I don't think that'll happen, man. And honestly, with peace and love and respect, I really think you'd be doing yourself a great service to just, you know, go down to the VA and grab one of those groups. I mean, you're talking to peers. There's no pressure. And you're able to get through the things that you're supposed to be getting through. I mean, you've done everything that the country's asked you to do. And they offer, you know, folks the opportunity to sit down and go through that. I'm telling you, every one of my guys, myself included, it's you know, the other thing too is that you're always looking for your rifle sometimes. When you first come home, you're used to carrying around your weapon, and when it's not there, you freak out, and you're like, oh no, where, you know, that was the most important thing in the world. It's just your brain getting used to it, and it's amazing what progress just talking to people can get you through, man. I really hope that you can get on the other side of that.
Yeah, I've woken up in the middle of the night and wondered where it was until I realized where I was.
No, really, it takes time. People don't, you know, civilians don't get it. They really don't, because it's just, you know, that's part of the whole job. But there's nothing wrong with what you're going through. And it really speaks to how deep your honor is, because that's your obligation. That's your duty. And you take that seriously. And it's beautiful. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with sitting down and just saying, hey, this is what I'm going through. And now you're going to find like six other guys that just did the exact same thing you did. And they're like, I'm with you. And then we get through it together.
I'm going to.
Good. Listen,
happy to hear that.
When you do that, you give me a call And we'll talk offline, because that shows a tremendous amount of strength to be able to do that. You know, when you can get help or just talk and humble yourself to do that, that shows what kind of man you are. It really does. It speaks volumes.
Yeah, Casey, thank you so much, and thank you for serving the country, and best of luck to you. And David, I think, has offered you some excellent advice, and happy to hear that you're going to avail yourself of it.
Indeed.
Casey, you're a stud, man. God bless you.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Casey. It is 4:42 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Lisa in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Lisa, you go to the movies a lot, they tell us.
Absolutely. I go with my father, my mother, and my husband every Saturday. We go to the AMC, and we all belong to the Stubbs membership.
So you get special bennies?
Yeah, you do. You pay, well, it used to be $19.95 for the first year, and then after you do it for a year, every month, it goes up. I think it's $23.99 now. You can see up to 3 movies a week, but you also get, you know, free popcorn, free upgrades. It's, you know, it's our source of entertainment. I don't really drink, don't gamble, so we go every week, and we really like it.
Okay, have you seen Joker?
No, we're going Saturday. We saw Rambo last week because my husband wanted to see it before it was gone, and we actually went up to the new one, downtown Buffalo. It was really nice.
And was that the one Phil was talking about?
Yes.
Where they serve alcohol?
Yes, they do. It's really nice. The only problem with it is you have to park behind and walk around. You park in that M&T parking lot, and you have to walk all the way around, which isn't a big deal now, but in the winter, it probably wouldn't be good. But then when you exit, you can exit out the back, and you're right at the parking lot. So, little issue with parking.
All right. So, as somebody who goes to the movies all of the time, what do you say to the people who wait until they're available on TV at home? What are they missing out on?
I think it's just the experience of getting out and doing something. Everyone has their thing. We go eat dinner, we socialize, we go to a movie, though I sneak the snacks in. So I'm not really, my husband gets popcorn every week and a drink, but I kind of bring a bag of candy and a water, so I'm not really spending money, but we are paying the monthly fee, and like I said, he gets his popcorn, so.
Hey, what's the big, Terry from Texas had some things that aggravate him about going to the movies, like crinkling paper, you know, the most delicate part of the movie, and somebody's got to unwrap their Mallow cups, or somebody's got to continually check their text messages.
You know, I used to find that at the Regal, but I feel like nowadays it's mostly people, they buy it in advance, or they belong to that premier membership. And I don't really see it. I don't have talking kids. You don't have people, you know, going in and out. It's, you know, people going in their blankets. It's, you know, we have our seats, we call them. We always sit in the same seats in the back row so I can see what's going on. But no problem at the AMC at all. We really like it.
Cool. All right. Well, Lisa, thanks very much. Enjoy Joker when you go to see it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool, David, because her family makes a family excursion out of it, and it's a way that she can stay close to her parents.
Hey, you know, I heard that when it comes to, you know, movies in Buffalo, it's a winter thing. It's not a summertime thing. Summertime things are drive-thrus, and wintertime is where you go to the movies. So, but people bowl in the summertime, too.
Sure they do.
You know, and people go to movies. It really depends. I think it depends on the movie. I don't believe that there are enough consumers out there that just go to the theater reflexively every Friday. They're too expensive. They have to be event-based. You just heard, you know, that lady explain how this is a big deal to people. You know, you go out to get a bite to eat. Maybe it's date night. You check out a movie, but it's got to be a movie worthy of seeing. I want to know who talked her into seeing Rambo. That is doing horrible.
Well, what's the
just a ladies' night? We went out to see Rambo.
What's the cinema eye view on Rambo? Where did it go wrong?
Oh, I didn't see it, but I just read all the story. I mean, the same guy that, you know, Rex Reed, when he compliments a movie, it's a big deal because he never does that.
And he's complimented Joker.
He usually just trashes everything from, you know, start to finish. But the Rambo thing was, it's too much like Taken, the plot line, where, you know, his granddaughter is kidnapped by MS-13. And, you know, he's literally fought every enemy of the Republic. I mean, he took out the Viet Cong, you know, North Army of North Vietnam, and then he went back and did it as a 44-year-old man, which was quite impressive. And then he waged war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, which nobody saw that coming. And then Al-Qaeda terrorists and Colombian drug lords. Now we're into Mexico, and we're taking out MS-13 to rescue his loved one.
I wonder if the sequel is going to involve China in some way, shape, or form.
What I think is just so funny is the idea. The one thing about Rambo, that's there's a lot of unrealistic things about Rambo. You know, the holding of the M60. You could do that, but not accurately, of course. But the other thing is the idea that the physics behind an exploding arrow just defies everything that makes an arrow an arrow. Like, you couldn't put a grenade on an arrow without the back end and the torque in which you're pushing the arrow. It's like the worst idea in the world to have an exploding arrow. it would be you would have to literally pull that thing back with, you know, like you see some of these we have a lot of bow hunters in Western New York, and these guys are spot on. I mean, they're more accurate with a bow than some of us are with rifles. I mean, these guys really know what they're doing. They've been doing it all their life. And you look at what they do with an arrow, it's quite impressive. If you ever watched a local guy hunt or shoot a compound bow, there's no way on earth, if you gave those guys an exploding arrow and put like 15 pounds on the head of that arrow, it would be pointless.
So, okay, I've got a confession.
It's always been my Rambo thing, is when he pulls out the exploding arrow, I'm like, what are you doing? Use an RPG. Use a 40 millimeter. Why would you want to wait? It's like Lord of the Rings with exploding arrows.
See, you know too much to enjoy the movie.
But it's so stupid. It's one of the dumbest things in the world. It's like when, at the end of a movie, when a guy like throws his sidearm away and grabs a samurai sword. Like, what? Why would you ever want to do that? That's so dumb.
All right, I have to confess, I love the John Wick movies. Yes. It has nothing to do with the fact that Ian McShane has a role. I love the John Wick movies.
I mean, look, those are super violent. And it's hard to argue. I mean, Keanu Reeves has a lot of things he's passionate about. It's really hard to take him as, you know, I mean, you want to talk about gratuitous violence for the sake of it being there. Tarantino gets hit on this all the time. We use it as humor. But those John Wick movies, that is the entire movie from start to finish. How many creative ways can we murder people? And nobody says a thing. Nobody says a thing. They talk about Call of Duty. They talk about, you know, Rockstar Games and Grand Theft Auto and vaping and nobody mentions that one of the largest franchises to come out in the last 10 years has absolutely nothing to do with the plot and all to do about killing people in the most vicious and violent ways.
Yeah.
And we all the Hollywood left just gently applauds and says, wow.
Well, they're highly entertaining.
Well, I'm not saying it's not highly entertaining. I mean, but what I'm saying is that it completely is under the radar.
Right.
For any causation of societal decay.
Like, compare all of the shrieking and moaning about Joker to the dearth for the John Wick series.
Let me let you in on a little secret here, Tom. They do opposition research at movie companies, too. And a lot of these political guys end up at Fortune 500 companies. You're seeing politics and the way that they attack a candidate. Those politicos work at Fortune 500 companies. The one just happened recently where they started a fake campaign against a competing film, and it got all this traction, and it was the day a movie came out that wasn't expected to do well, and they end up taking, 20% of the share that they wouldn't have had, because they're like, if you go to the Amy Schumer movie, this woman said this. Like, go after her personally and don't have her movie come out.
So they're almost like provocateurs.
Well, exactly. And so I wouldn't doubt that a lot of the fanfare, the flame spreading on the Joker movie, came from Rambo. You know what I mean? Came from someone at Warner Brothers saying, don't watch this movie, or vice versa.
Wow. Well, I mean, even back in the day. Oh, sorry. We got to take a break here. And coming up on 4:54 right now at News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, David, we've been talking about movies for a while, and coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, there are so many things we could conceivably get into. We can get into the whole Ellen DeGeneres thing, and whether it is okay to hang out with people with whom you might not agree politically. I mean, Ellen actually said George Bush is a friend of mine. in her monologue to defend herself against the screeching of people who said she oughtn't to have sat next to George Bush, the former president.
But you also notice in the same breath she said, screw Jeb.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like everyone else has said over the years.
Also, you know, what else do we... you know, I was thinking, too... something else we could conceivably get into in the next hour is, you know, I don't really have a good feeling for where the vaping business is going. I think it's going to be legislated out of existence at the end of the day, certainly in New York State and possibly throughout the United States. But, you know, using the logic that is going to do that, I suspect, to the vaping business around the country, think about all of the other businesses that they could be going after in the name of public health.
Like what, Tom?
Well, like liquor stores, for example. Like cigarettes, legal cigarettes.
Or what about those horrible stations of gas that put out harmful fossil fuels?
That too. Suddenly I'm working with AOC. That was a for example. That was a for instance. Well, how about in fast food joints?
Oh, food, definitely. I mean, I could totally see a world where sugar is rationed, you know, and you're basically running around and the food Nazis get a hold of what we can eat and what we can't eat. I mean, if you want to talk about health standards, what restaurant is there that we go to that's fast food, that has a drive-through window that's good for you?
Well,
it's filler.
Obviously, it's contributing to childhood obesity, and we know that heart disease is the nation's number one killer, and obese kids tend to be obese adults and susceptible to heart disease. I mean, the possibilities, David, for government intervention in business are really endless.
You know, I've noticed that in my local Walmart, the handicap carts that used to be stacked, they're all being used by people. There used to be a thing where, like, you know, you didn't see a lot of that, but there's a lot of those carts are in use, not for, you know, for people who have trouble getting around because of their size.
Well, we might have to get into this coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here on Bowerly and Bellavia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.